going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
I believe the better your offensive line is, you actually should consider spending more on a running back, which doesn't apply to any other position in the NFL, right? Because normally it's like, oh, wow, our pass rush stinks. Let's throw $35 million at an edge rusher, whatnot. When you have a good offensive line, what Saquon, what Derrick Henry, what Josh Jacobs showed, is a great running back can take your offense to outer space. But if you have a bad offensive line, don't throw money at a running back.
I agree with
that.
Spend
it on the offensive line first. So I actually think a team like Denver, which has a great offensive line, it's worth investing draft capital in a running back.
Mina Kimes. Good logic, as always, from her. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here, 803-0550. New England is the team I think of on the flip side there, because there's been so much Ashton Genty talk. And why not the Patriots? That's why not the Patriots, I think. Mike Giardi might have said that when we talked to him last. Just like, there's too much work to do to expect a running back to come in and solve all your problems.
Mm-hmm.
But Denver, you know, makes sense.
There's also, though, I mean, aren't we here saying I don't need to pay James Cook because my line's good and I'm going to plop Ray Davis in there, a fourth-round pick, and it's probably going to be fine. And if someone wants to pay James Cook, I'll take a third-round pick and I'll draft his replacement and just keep going because my line is good. So that's like everything in football has, I think, a reasonably credible pushback. Mm-hmm. And there's an example because that point does make sense. Like I'm good up there, so this can make us elite at this. But I don't know. Like I've been saying all year here, I still think the Eagles win the Super Bowl if they're handing the ball to DeAndre Swift. Barkley is incredible. I recognize that. I know he looks like a better, more talented running back than almost any guy you could name. But I don't know that it moves the meter enough to make it worth the money they're paying.
I've always agreed with the logic there, too. I would say maybe the counterpoint there is that the Eagles were too good for it to matter. Like, I almost want to disqualify the Eagles or even the Ravens. The Ravens were almost the same thing. Just disqualify the elite teams from that. Denver's more in the middle. And I could see, like, if they hit a home run at running back, maybe that is worth doing. That's the question, right? Is it worth doing at one? And I'm also thinking about, well, every year is different. All the running backs here that people like, where are the tier breaks? If you love Hampton, if you think, or Denver, I think, is supposed to like Henderson more than Hampton. I don't know. But if you like one of those two guys as a cut above, and you don't want to have to draft Dylan Sampson on Saturday instead, then you can get your other things on, or Friday instead, you can get your other things then, right? Who was it that said there are lots of picks, you know, for all the pressure that you feel on the first round, you can fill your holes and do fairly well later, you know, hopefully. Nick Faribault, a Steelers reporter, mentions the Bills as a team to, quote, keep an eye on if Pittsburgh were to trade down, and he thinks they want to, or are open to it at least. Find the quarterbacks, track the quarterbacks tonight.
Mm-hmm, right.
The betting favorite today, I don't know right now, but has been Shedeur Sanders to go to the Steelers.
I know the price always has to go up if I'm moving from 30 to 21 instead of 30 to 24. How much more does that go up? Because I found the price from 30 to 24 somewhat palatable. I was like, all right, I would do that. I could do that.
By my chart, 30 to 21 is 180 points. And I've got the Ravens up here. That's your third round again.
Yeah, right.
You can't trade Saturday. You're talking next year. Unless you're trading one of your seconds and getting something late back. But 30 to 21, 180 points at Draft Tech. That's mid to late third, which I don't have. And none of my Saturday stuff measures up.
Right. Can I
be three picks?
Can I give them the second and then get a third back? That's too that probably doesn't work.
That might still be
not enough.
Light.
Yeah.
Yes, though, you could do that. They owe you about 100 points in that scenario, and that's
yeah. All right, we can stop. I don't need to keep making you. I know you love the math, but I don't need to keep making you mathing.
it's only one version of this, and every one of these feels like, no, it should, doesn't it usually cost more than that to move up, even if it's late in the first round? So future picks, you know, we'll see. But
well, the argument for the Bills to do it, and look, I 30 to 24 sounded fine. 30 to 21, I don't know. I don't think I have the stuff to pull it off. Anyway, I'm not sure I want to get into messing around with next year. And I don't know that Pittsburgh would love that idea either anyways. Like, I'm going to hold off on one of the key assets in this trade, and it's going to be for next year. I mean, I don't know. From their end. What would be motivating the Bills to do this? Well, you know, they like the depth in the draft. They think they're going to do fine with the stuff they won't be giving up in this trade, ideally, I guess. But that, you know, would be one of the seconds is what I was already saying here, maybe, anyway. But we need to win, and we need a guy that is going to have some impact for us. And if we stay here at 30 in this draft, as much as there's this plateau, if there's a guy that is just standing out, and this is, I know, this is where you get into trouble, but I love the going out on the limb. Like, I like this guy. I'm putting my name on it. I'm doing it. I'm going to go. I don't know who that is. It probably is a corner.
Grant.
Like maybe if they like Johnson, the Michigan, the injured guy we talked about a little bit earlier, and he's falling because of that, but they're not worried about it, then maybe that's where you jump. You know, I'd like to think that could be receiver too. I mean, I like the Matthew Golden idea. And 21 might be around where you could get him. And maybe they feel like that's the piece we need for our passing offense. That is, we had the caller earlier talking about the kid from Tennessee, Thornton, right? Was that the last name?
Yep.
Right. Big guy, runs fast, doesn't have to play all the time, just get me an element. Well, Golden has the take the top off your offense ability, and I think a lot more. So that's someone who then, you know, becomes a puzzle fitting everybody together, but that could be a piece plus, you know, that they're looking at as something that could help them right away. And I don't want to get too crazy with they need to get someone that can help them right away, but they are trying to win the Super Bowl and beat the Chiefs, and they have obviously done neither in the playoffs. So giving up some stuff that is going to fracture your ability to build depth and get as many guys as you can and all that sort of stuff. Maybe they feel like, you know, this is, it's a little Ramsey time, you know, like, but Ramsey, not Ramsey.
It's actually, you know, both, because they did trade for Jalen Ramsey.
Right, right. Just, I got to go. All right. I whatever I'm going to do in the second round one time is, sure, that might work. I got a guy that we're sure is going to help us. And I know that's the life on the high wire, but that's that's why I think it could make sense.
If the Bills drafted a wide receiver, even by day two, maybe it's different day two. If they did what you just said, who is on the field? Like, who's on the field to start the season? Or who's not? Right? Who's not on the field to start the season? Two of your guys are not on the field. It's one already, but two of them are not on the field.
All right, I'll just say right now, I'm not comfortable counting on Curtis Samuel.
Oh, okay. Well, me neither. But how am I lining up? Kincaid is on the field, so is Knox. Right? Shakir is on the field.
Well, you're slanting it. They're not going to play two tight ends all the time.
Not all the time. But what's their base look? Three receivers?
Yep.
11?
That's fair. Yep. Right.
Then Kincaid is on the sideline, which, you know, that's not ideal. So I get him in there for whatever that percentage, 60%, whatever that is, more than half the plays. Is Palmer always on the field? Is Coleman...
I think Golden becomes, it's not a stylistic fit because I keep hearing him described, he's not an X, he's more of a Z. So the different usage, different styles. And so to say like one or the other isn't exactly a scheme fit. But I think I would figure it out. I need a speed element on my team. So if I draft this Thornton in, you know, the fifth round and use him 20% of the snaps, I don't know if I'm really functionally threatening defenses with that it's not on any kind of regular basis because he's not on the field. So that threat has to be on the field enough. And yeah, it does become a bit of a puzzle. But I have no problem. Like, not to say I'm like Samuel's going to get hurt again, but his career is marked by him not being 100% all the time.
I know. I'm not even thinking of him. I'm not even counting on him at all. What's he making, though? He's making $6 or $8 million?
Yep.
What is Shakir making now? 15?
Yeah, Shakir is never coming off the field.
What is on my team. Palmer getting? What did they pay him? A lot. Like I'm just playing playing devil's advocate here. Like,
I know.
With the wide receiver conversation that we have constantly, it's more just, you know, like, well, their offense was great anyway. So yes, they lost Mac Hollins, but right. There's still an argument for doing it.
I think it would be super hot.
It would be hot,
and
but it's just not good asset allocation, you know, because I've got three investments, not even including Kincaid, who's more a receiver than a tight end, right? Not even including him. I've got three investments already. Now it's four that are pretty massive. And that's not including Coleman. That's a massive investment in its own way.
I don't think Palmer or Samuel get anywhere near massive.
I don't want to count Samuel.
Together, they're massive.
Samuel is not on the field. Okay. All I'm using Samuel for is to point out that they've spent real money on him.
Yeah.
And at some point, they need to get something from somebody. Maybe that's this
right
option.
Yeah, I mean, I want to be the best I can be. And I don't like what they are in receiver. I never, you liked it less than even me. But yeah, there is a good point to be made here about who gets displaced. And I don't know, the worst guy, right? That's it. I don't care. I the worst guy gets displaced. I'll cut Curtis Samuel. Whatever. I'm going to just do whatever I need to do. And find my way. And I know I keep saying him and you're not even including him and you're thinking about who, but the money, fine. I don't know that there's guarantees there. I thought they could have got out and out from under that if they wanted to. They didn't, but I think maybe they still could. So I want to get hung up on that. I want to build the best team I can build. So I don't know. Matthew Golden is pretty dreamy to me. So
you trade up tonight, Minnesota or Pittsburgh. It's a sizable enough move. Kenneth Grant, which I would not be crazy about, or your favorite of those corners, and that would be that discussion would be the Grant one would be the value of the position he plays. Rotational, you know, that point. Mm-hmm. The corner point would be like it's the Elam conversation. It's like, did you have to have this one? What gives you the right to think you know which one? I know that's the job. You do the best you can at that, but there's a specific bet, a a team makes when trading up like that, that they are telling you, no, we have this much confidence that this is the guy we needed. And, you know, good luck with that.
Yeah.
803-0550, Mike Schopen, the Bulldog. The draft starts tonight, round one at 8. This is WGR.